जया कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा जया कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जया गिरिवराधारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जया गिरिवराधारी जय यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन शोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुन तीरावन चारे हीरावन चारे जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा जयो कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जयो गिरि राधारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जया गिरिवराधारी जय मुन तीरवन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय मुन तीरवन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ఏమో విష్ణుపాద పరమహంసులకుచారి అష్టోత్తర శుద్ధ శ్రీ శ్రీవచన అరవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి ఇస్కాన్ విబిటి ఫండ్రాచార్య శ్రీ వెంకటేశ్వరి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవ భక్త బృందకి నామాచార్య శ్రీ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమ్ సేకో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గొప్ప గోపినాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరిగోవర్ధన్ ధామ్కి మధురా బృందావన్ ధామ్కి మాయాపూర్ణవదీప్ ధామ్కి పురుషోత్తమ క్షేత్ర జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్కి జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ జగన్నాథ్ బలదే సుద్రమారాణికి గంగామయ్య యమునామయ్యకి భక్తిదేవి తులసీమారాణికి కలియుపావన్ హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి హరే కృష్ణ మహామంత్రికి గంధరాశ్రీమద్భాగవతంకి ఆల్ గ్లోరీ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ ఆఫ్ ది సరిష్ట ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ గౌ రంగ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి జయ ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवयां भागवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपाकुमाराय ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 4 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 12. ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್. ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 13. ಷಟ್ತ್ರಿಂಶದ್ವರ್ಷಸಾಹಸ್ರಂ ಶಶಾಸಾಕ್ಷಿತಿಮಂಡಲಂ ಭೋಗೈ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಕ್ಷಯಂ ಕುರ್ವಾನ್ ಅಭೋಗೈರಶುಭಕ್ಷಯಂ ಷಟ್ತ್ರಿಂಶದ್ವರ್ಷಸಾಹಸ್ರಂ ಶಶಾಸಾಕ್ಷಿತಿಮಂಡಲಂ ಭೋಗೈ ಪುಣ್ಯೈಕ್ಷಯಂ ಕುರ್ವಾನ್ ಅಭೋಗೈರಶುಭಕ್ಷಯಂ ಷಟ್ತ್ರಿಂಶದ್ವರ್ಷಸಾಹಸ್ರಂ ಶಶಾಸಾಕ್ಷಿತಿಮಂಡಲಂ ಭೋಗೈರ್ಪುಣ್ಯೈಕ್ಷಯಂ ಕುರ್ವಾನ್ ಅಭೋಗೈರಶುಭಕ್ಷಯಂ. ಷಟ್ತ್ರಿಂಶದ್ವರ್ಷಸಾಹಸ್ರಂ ಶಶಾಸಾಕ್ಷಿತಿಮಂಡಲಂ ಭೋಗೈರ್ಪುಣ್ಯೈಕ್ಷಯಂ ಕುರ್ವಾನ್ ಅಭೋಗೈರ್ ಅಶುಭಕ್ಷಯಂ. ಷಟ್ತ್ರಿಂಶದ್ವರ್ಷಸಾಹಸ್ರಂ ಶಶಾಸಾಕ್ಷಿತಿಮಂಡಲಂ ಭೋಗೈ ಪುಣ್ಯಕ್ಷಯಂ ಕುರ್ವನ್ ಅಭೋಗೈರ್ ಅಶುಭಕ್ಷಯಂ. ಷಟ್ತ್ರಿಂಶದ್ವರ್ಷಸಾಹಸ್ರಂ ಶಶಾಸಾಕ್ಷಿತಿಮಂಡಲಂ ಭೋಗೈ ಪುಣ್ಯಕ್ಷಯಂ ಕುರ್ವಾನ್ ಅಭೋಗೈರ್ ಅಶುಭಕ್ಷಯಂ. ಮಾತಾಜಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ವರ್ಡ್ ಟು ವರ್ಡ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಷಟ್ತ್ರಿಂಶದ್ 36 ವರ್ಷ ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಸಾಹಸ್ರಂ 1000 ಶಶಾಸ ರೂಲ್ಡ್ ಕ್ಷಿತಿಮಂಡಲಂ ದ ಎರ್ತ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ ಭೋಗೈ ಬೈ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಬೈ ರಿಯಾಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪಯಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಕ್ಷಯಂ ಡಿಮಿನಿಷನ್ ಕುರ್ವನ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಭೋಗೈ ಬೈ ಆಸ್ಟಾರಿಟೀಸ್ ಅಶುಭ ಆಫ್ ಇನ್ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ರಿಯಾಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಷಯಂ ಡಿಮಿನಿಷನ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್. ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ರೂಲ್ಡ್ ಓವರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ ಫಾರ್ 36,000 ಇಯರ್ಸ್. ಹಿ ಡಿಮಿನಿಷ್ಡ್ ದ ರಿಯಾಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪಯಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಬೈ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬೈ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ಟಾರಿಟೀಸ್ he diminished inauspicious reactions. But you want to repeat the translation? Is necessary? Not necessary. Not necessary. You can go for Parpat. That Dhruva Maharaj ruled over the planet for 36,000 years means that he was present in the Satya Yuga. Because in the Satya Yuga, people used to live for 100,000 years. In the next Yuga, Treta, people used to live for 10,000 years. With the change of the Yugas, for 100 years in the present age, the Kali Yuga, the maximum duration of life is 100 years. With the change of the Yugas, the duration of life and memory, the qualities of kindness and all other good qualities diminish. There are two kinds of activities, namely pious and impious. By executing pious activities, one can gain facilities for higher material enjoyment. But due to impious activities, one has to undergo severe distress. A devotee, however, is not interested in enjoyment or affected by distress. When he is prosperous, he knows, I am diminishing the results of my pious activities. And when he is in distress, he knows, I am diminishing the reactions of my impious activities. A devotee is not concerned with enjoyment or distress. He simply desires to execute devotional service. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that devotional service should be apratihata, unchecked by the material conditions of happiness or distress. The devotee undergoes process of austerity, such as observing Ekadashi and similar other fasting days, and refraining from illicit sex life, intoxication, gambling and meat eating. Thus he becomes purified from the reactions of his past impious life, and because he engages in devotional service, which is the most pious activity, he enjoys life without separate endeavor. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurum Shri Yutha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Ragunadanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitancha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantha Radha Kantha Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyacha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namavom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్త బృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. గ్రంథర శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి జయ. ఐ బెగ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్ టు బ్లెస్ టు స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ సో దట్ దిస్ డిస్కషన్ విల్ బి హెల్ప్ఫుల్ ఇన్ అవర్ ఫర్దర్ అడ్వాన్స్మెంట్ ఇన్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ టు గురు అండ్ కృష్ణ. ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగాయతే గిరుం యత్కృపహాతమహం అందే శ్రీ గురుం దీనతారణం శ్రీ చైతన్యమీశ్వరం పరమానంద మాధవం. యాక్చువల్లీ దిస్ వర్స్ ఈజ్ అబౌట్ ద డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ విచ్ ఈజ్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ఆర్డినరీ పర్సన్ లైక్ మీ, బట్ ఐఎమ్ జస్ట్ టేకింగ్ ఇట్ యాజ్ సర్వీస్ బై ఫాలోయింగ్ ద అథారిటీస్. సో ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ ప్రభుపాద్ యూస్డ్ ద అప్రతిహత, ద డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ షుడ్ బి అన్ఇంటరప్టెడ్. సో సిమిలర్ వర్స్ వి సీ ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ క్యాంట్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ సిక్స్ వర్స్. స వై పుంసాం పరో ధర్మాయతో భక్తిర్ అదోక్షజే అహైతుకీ అప్రతిహతాయాత్మా సుప్రసీదతి. ద సుప్రీం ఆక్యుపేషన్ ధర్మ ఫర్ ఆల్ హ్యుమానిటీ ఇస్ దట్ బై విచ్ మీన్ విచ్ మెన్ కెన్ అటైన్ టు లవింగ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ అన్ టు ద ట్రాన్సెండ్ లార్డ్. సచ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ మస్ట్ బి అన్మోటివేటెడ్ అండ్ అన్ఇంటరప్టెడ్ టు కంప్లీట్లీ సాటిస్ఫై ద సెల్ఫ్. సో యాక్చువల్లీ ఐ హర్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద డివోటీస్ అండ్ గురు మహారాజ్, బట్ దెర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ లెవెల్స్ ఆఫ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ లైక్ స్టార్టింగ్ విత్ ద సాధన భక్తి అప్ టు భావ ప్రేమ. But I thought to take first basic things to explain how even Prabhupada is so mercifully gave this Bhagavad Gita Bhagavatam to us. When I came to Krishna consciousness, my senior in my medical science gave to Bhagavad Gita gift to me. So I was reading the introduction part. Introduction itself, he was telling, one lady asked, already there are so many Bhagavad Gita translations, why you want to give again? But Prabhupada says one example, so it was touched because I am in the medical science. So Prabhupada said, I am just reading as it is. It is just like this. If you want to take a particular medicine, then we have to follow the directions written on the label. We can't take medicine according to our own whim or the directions of a friend. It must be taken according to the directions of the label or the directions given by a physician. So to understand the spirit of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, we should follow the spirit of the scriptures. So Prabhupada continued that the spirit of Bhagavad Gita is like Krishna, we should whatever said Krishna we should follow as it is. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, full of pastimes of pure devotees and Lord. So if we want to practice devotional service, we should follow the instructions of the devotees. That helps in our sadhana. So in this verse, Savaipum Samparo Dharma, it is mentioned Suta Goswami was answering the questions of the sages. The first question of the sages, what is... asked him to summarize the whole range of revealed scriptures and present the most essential part so that fallen people like me or the people in general might easily take it up. So, and Sudha Goswami was continuing, the Vedas prescribe two types of sadhana bhakti, like pravritti and nivritti. Pravritti marga is like for the sense enjoyment, following these things we'll get the these sense enjoyments. So, and nivritti is renunciation. The path of sacrifice for the supreme cause is the superior. But generally the people wants to take the pravritti marga to, like even I was just thinking when I was small, like in the generally in our place we used to go to the Balaji. Tirumala Tirupati is like best of all the benedictions. Everyone says if you have some problem, you go to the Lord Balaji and beg, I want this and that. So it was like just a business. If you go and ask, and if you do this, we'll get that. But when come in contact with the devotees, understood, oh, it is like we are doing just business with the Lord. So we should try to practice the sadhana bhakti. And especially the nivritti, the path of sacrifice for the supreme cause is the superior. So it was explained in that verse, the material existence of a living being is a diseased condition of actual life. So if in the pravritti marga, if we do some things and if we get enjoyment, sense enjoyment also, it is like temporary and again like taking more time. So if we follow this nivritti marga under the directions of devotees, that will decreases our the efforts and problems we can approach to the Lord. Again, it is like problems means we see the devotional service already, means all the devotees all in the miseries. We can't say miseries, they, because Isan Sadhana Swami Maharaj says also, suffering, miseries are inevitable, suffering is choice. Like devotees in their life, they get miseries also, they will take it as a purification, and they don't take it as a suffering. Like, so this material existence of a living being is a diseased condition of actual life, where life is eternal, blissful and full of knowledge. So if we understand this life in spirituality and material, material is temporary, illusory and full of miseries. But there is no happiness at all. We try to get rid of the miseries, and temporary cessation of miseries is falsely called happiness, is like inferior. But devotional service to the Supreme Lord is the superior. This is sometimes polluted when mixed with the inferior, for example, adoption of devotional service for material gain. So that's what, like if we, like approaching the Lord, I was telling, we go to the Lord and ask this. It is also devotional service, because in the Bhagavad Gita it is said who all four types of people approaches, artho, artha, adi, jignasu, jnani, chavartarsham. So people who are in the suffering and want to know Lord and all that also approaches, but it is like mixed. And but according to nectar of devotion, the pure devotional service is jnana karma adi anavritam. No desire for this karma and jnana. So, and sometimes because if we do this devotional service for material gains, it is obstruction also. in our further progress in the devotional service. Renunciation for ultimate good is certainly a better occupation than enjoyment in the diseased condition of life. Such enjoyment only aggravates the symptoms of disease and increase its duration. So because of some temporary benefits, we do this, it actually makes more problem. Some conditions, in the diseased conditions, if we are suffering so much, we want to relieve. We use some immediate, you can say, antibiotics and all that. It's not, I'm not telling, I'm not against. If when some necessary, we have to take it. But actually, if we should understand what is the root cause and we should go for the complete removing of the problem, so that it is very good for the, it may take some time, but we should understand what is the ultimate benefit, even in the materially also. So that's what acharyas and explaining us, but we should behave in our levels also. Whenever there is necessity, we have to follow the such instructions based on our faith and etc. So we should not whimsically, in Prabhupada, in Bhagavad Gita instruction also, we should not do our whimsical thing. That's why every step in our devotional service, the guidance, the guiding force is very important. Otherwise, we may mislead and we enter into some other place and again to come back to the normal position and to it is very difficult, because here it is in this present purport also, Dhruva Maharaj ruled over the planet for 36,000 years, means he was in Satya Yuga. So, but we are in the present Kali Yuga, the lifespan is diminishing. And if we lose this opportunity to practice devotional service, we don't know again what is the situation and all that, where will be. Because the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, even though this is very difficult in this age, but the simple process given to us, the Sankirtana and holy names, especially Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So, by just following the instructions and chanting, we can perfect our lives. So, this lifespans means also explained the yugas, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga. If we go detailly, Prabhupada very wonderfully explains this, but main thing I want to when with the changes of yugas, the duration of life and memory, the qualities of kindness and all other good qualities diminish. There are two kinds of activities, namely pious and impious. So by executing pious activities, one can give one can gain facilities of higher material enjoyment. So, due to impious activities, one has to undergo severe distress. But a devotee, however, is not interested in enjoyment or distress. So here, the devotees are not interested in enjoyment and distress also. And yesterday in our council meeting also, Balaji Govind Prabhu, Arthana Mataji was also, we were discussing the Bhagavad Gita. And in that purport, also it is mentioned that 13th chapter, this world is a replica of the spiritual world. I'm not getting that verse. Urdhva Moola Madha Shakam. So, Urdhva Moola Madha Shakam. It is, but generally in this world, we don't see the uprooted tree. But Prabhupada gives the example of, like, if you go to the near the pond where the tree's shade is there, it is, we can see. So, but similarly in this material world, the enjoyment is like, we see this is the real enjoyment, but if we follow the devotee's instructions and all that, we get some clue that what is actually real enjoyment. So that we can see in the spiritual world. The true enjoyment is there in the spiritual world. And Nimalal Prabhu and all that was telling, actually what we are doing here in the devotional service, the discussing Krishna Katha and all that, the same things we do in the spiritual world. That is actually real. That will get only under the, like while discussing the pastimes of devotees and Krishna. Here actually, Dhruva Maharaj wants exhibit his utter humility, because this verse is classically like shows how Dhruva Maharaj is showed his humility, because it is mentioned like diminished his punya by enjoyment. And like if you see this mood, he is not in like enjoyment mood, but just to show us his humility, he is just telling this. Even Prahlad Maharaj case also, we could see, he says like bhoghena punyam and kushalena papam. But they are actually not in the like ordinary level, but they are in the level of prema. But they need not to think about the punya or papa, but it is in this word it is mentioned, he diminished his reactions of pious activities by enjoyment, and by practicing austerities he diminished inauspicious reactions. So, but it shows the mana shunyata, absolute humility. So even in like in life of the some practicing devotion devotees, we see they get some sufferings. But even in the practicing devotee, if they are undergoing some problems, we should not understand they are they did some papa, that's why they are missing. It is because even in the sadhana bhakta also completely under the direction of Krishna. So we should not misunderstand. Surely like Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj cases is no punya or no papa. But even in the practicing devotees, we should not misunderstand. And because this judgment and that thing is, we should overcome, then only we can progress in the devotional service. Because making the offenses is the main obstructions in the devotional service. Because it is even though it is mentioned in this age of Kali Yuga, mentally if we do, it will not affect. But if we are unable to control in the level of the mental, it may go into the words and it may go into the physical also. That's why if we we should cut this mentality. Yesterday we were reading that verse also. This with the sword of knowledge, we should cut these branches of this tree. So otherwise it will grow and it gives the obstruction to our devotional path. Because out of all the problems, the offense of devotees, Vaishnava Pratha, because if you do offense to Krishna, Krishna will forgive. And but if you do the offenses at the lotus feet of pure devotees, it is like Krishna will never forgive, and it is very big obstruction in our path of devotional service. But thing is, like, we may think I'm not doing any offenses to the pure devotees, but it is very, that is very important with our, like, peers and with inferior. If some devotees comes in there new also, we should be very careful, because it is mentioned that Krishna personally gives any things in the devotee's life when there is suffering or something is happening in their life. So because if we go into the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu's, this sadhana bhakti also, four aspects are there. In that, one is like sukha pradattvam, like providing the happiness, because everyone wants in this material life, even the spiritual life, the happiness. Of course, the difference we are trying to discuss, this material world and spiritual world happiness. But the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says this one of aspect of sadhana bhakti, the sukha pradattvam. In this aspect also there are three we can see: Vaishakyam and Brahmam and Aishwaryam. The Vaishakam is sensory level of happiness. Even though by practicing devotional service, we get this sensory level of happiness. So, it's like devotees need not to separately endeavor for any enjoyment, to do this pious activity, to get the some sense enjoyment. It is like a part of our pure devotional service. So, and if you go further, the Brahman, the bliss of Brahman level, we can understand the, like, in the stage of Ruchi and Asakti, like self-satisfied, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Nakangshati. So, in some level, we don't, like, devotees will not aspire anything, and they don't want anything. But this is also the one level. But if you go for this Aishwaryam, that is the in the stage of Bhava level, actually. Devotee's happiness is that not because of like their karma or ordinary pious activity. So here Dhruva Maharaj thinks that this because of his punya karma, is diminishing the reactions of his punya karma. But actually, he is not in the that ordinary stage, he is in the prema stage. So, Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagavan Ki, Jai Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki, Jai. A devotee, Srila Prabhupada also says, a devotee is not interested in enjoyment or distress. He is not attached to the enjoyment or distress. A devotee gets enjoyment, thought that my pious credit left, not that he does pious activities. And similarly, distress is, he thinks, that is just shows his humility, not like he is actually thinking about the distress or happiness. Because it is in the Bhagavatam also, because Krishna takes away the these things from the devotee's life. If some there in the Prabhupada life also, we see when he is everything is remove, like his pharmacy got the problem and so many problems he faced and family and all that. But he never thought that this is distress or if when he gets the enjoyment, it is my pious activity. So there is no pious or impious in the life of pure devotees. If we sometimes this ordinary activities in the life of the pure devotees, if you see, we may misunderstand. They are doing for this some material benefit. If we understand this, sometimes the Vrajavasis, they perform the Indra Puja, and gopis perform the Katyayani Vrata. It is not like just material gain, it is ultimately to please Krishna. But looking at it is ordinary vision, why they are doing all these activities? It is not necessary. That's what actually we should take care of. Once Prabhupada was for some yajna or something, the renomination yajna, some things are not arranged properly, and it was like one day he was in asking and do this and do that, and one devotee, some ordinary devotee, was telling, why Prabhupada, you are just anxiety, you just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. But Prabhupada did, he never, he did not say anything, you are just a person, why you are telling to me. But that actually we should understand, if some we should not misunderstand in the devotees what they are doing and all that. And especially I was just telling, if you're unable to control in the level of the mind, it will comes into our words and in the action, and that will be the greatest obstacle in our path of devotional service. So in the Prithu Maharaj pastime also, if you see that he is performing the so much austerities in the very hot summer, he was he puts fire in around, and he was meditating, and in the cold weather, very cold rivers, he was up to the neck, and only the head was outside, and he was performing so many years these austerities. So if we see this, ordinary devotees also can understand why it is necessary to perform all these austerities. But actually they are doing it is just simply for the to pleasure of Lord. It is not at all to gain some material gain or anything. So actually Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada also says, we need not to do severe austerities, because sometimes if we are doing severe austerities, it may make our heart very hard. So that's why we should, we are Rupanugas, we should follow the Rupa Goswami and Srila Prabhupada and our Acharyas, our own spiritual master and our guides. So otherwise we may misunderstand, it is also allowed to do big austerities, and I want to do. They are doing there, it is just to please Krishna. But if we misunderstand and if we do imitate, we may face so many problems. That's why this guiding and understand, following the guidance, is very important in our devotional life, to practice devotional service. But in this verse, purport also, A devotee is not concerned with enjoyment or distress. He simply desires to execute devotional service. It is said Srimad Bhagavatam, devotional service should be apratihata. And devotees undergoes process of austerities such as observing Ekadashi and similar other fasting days and refraining from the illicit sex, intoxication, gambling and meat eating. This all just to purify ourselves and to advance in the devotional service. Not like for like, so if I get some pious deeds, we can enjoy, like it's not for the sense gratification. So if we like in the level of devotional service, the bhava and prema is the highest. And because sometimes we misunderstand, in the material world also the prema, like the love, we people say is the love is blind. But actually in the spiritual world the love is actually blind, because they may not follow the basic instructions. Because in the sometimes the devotee's life, they don't follow the basic bhakti siddhantas. If he's like this, like gopis and the devotees, if we do what is necessary to do this, actually need not to do the austerities or like do some pujas and all that, because their level is the top most in the level of prema. So that's why they are doing to please Krishna. Because once like this past time we hear once Krishna gets the headache and he was facing problem, and he asks Narada Muni, and Narada Muni was asking, how can I help you to reduce this headache? And Krishna says, just go and ask my devotees to get their holy dust. So if I apply that holy dust on my head, I'll be relieved from the headache. So Narada Muni approaches all the devotees, but all the devotees, we can say in the some levels, they don't want to give that, because they know that Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead, and they thinks, how we can do this? But when ultimately Narada Muni approaches the gopis, so gopis, they immediately collected the dust and gave it to him. So is it not like that they don't know the Krishna? If we do this, we may go to the hellish planets and all that. It is not like that. But they just, their aim is to please Krishna. Whatever happens to me, it is it's not important. And in the gopis, one more pastime, they were searching for Krishna, and they see the Lord Narayana, and they paid obeisances and they asked, where is Krishna? So if we see normally, any devotee, practicing devotees, can also understand there is no difference in Narayana and Krishna. But the gopis are asking, where is the Krishna, means we should not understand they don't know is in Krishna is Narayana only. But they want to show their love for Krishna. They were asking, where is Krishna? Because their only one aim is like to please Krishna. No other aspects to see. That's why in the life of devotees, if they do some things, and if it is happening in something, we should not misunderstand it is because of their karma or something, and otherwise they did not understand the philosophy. Or no, we should take it in positively, and because they're fixed in their devotional service, and only problem is if we misunderstand or if we don't understand properly, ఇట్ ఈస్ అబ్స్టకల్ ఇన్ అవర్ డివోషనల్ పాత్. సో ఐ వాంట్ టు జస్ట్ కంక్లూడ్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఈజ్ క్లాసికల్ రిఫరెన్స్ ఫర్ ద హఠర్ హ్యూమిలిటీ ఆఫ్ ధ్రువ మహారాజ్. సో వీ కెన్ మెడిటేట్ ఆన్ ద ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ అండ్ పృథు మహారాజ్ ఆల్సో. దే డూ దేర్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ జస్ట్ టు ప్లీజ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ దే నెవర్ బాదర్ వాట్ ఈస్ పుణ్య అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ పాప. హరే కృష్ణ, థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్. యు వాంట్ ఆస్క్ సమ్ క్వశ్చన్? ఐ థాట్ యూ జస్ట్ సో
Pruji, you mentioned about like even devotional service gives sense enjoyment. Like, can you just elaborate a little?
Yeah, I can say it like from some basic level and maybe some I don't know, can scriptural evidence I can give, but sometimes we want to like taste some food stuffs and want to see some beautiful places. So even I can say in my life I want to do that, but I know that we should not endeavor separately and all that by myself of the devotees. But in the process of devotional service, when I get that type of opportunity to taste that prasadam and all that, I feel, oh, this was I desired in my past. But just, I did not go to any restaurant or anything. Just by attending this festival, I got this prasadam. So, that's what devotees need not to like put any endeavor separately. And just want to see I want to generally travel some places and want to visit river places, water places. Here I can see just Guru Maharaj mercy and Vaishnavas, the holy river and all the beautiful places. Just seeing this place feels, I was desiring to go this place and that place. No need to go actually anywhere, just by simply practicing devotional service, so that is sufficient. We'll get all the desires fulfilled. But there may be so many scriptural evidence of pure devotees. Right now, I'm not getting. Sorry, Prabhu. It has helped you. Hare Krishna. Any other comment, questions? గ్రంథరా శ్రీమద్భాగవతం కీ జై. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవ భక్త బృందికి తాయ్ గౌర్ ప్రేమానందే హరి హరి బో.